Ray's online. G'day, Ray.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. What can we talk about?
Okay, look, I just want to just give you my story about what happened to me with COVID. So
sure.
I picked it up last March, so March 1920. It really, really affected me. I was very, 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 very sick. It took a while for them to do a COVID test, but it came up positive. As a result of that, during the period I had it, I had a heart attack. My kidneys failed. My lungs were just shot. Now, I'm a guy that runs marathons and has done Ironman triathlon and been doing that all my life. My heart also went into atrial fibrillation, and I've had continuing problems since then. I've spent so many periods in hospital. I've spent so much time. The doctor spent so much time trying to bring my heart back into normal rhythm patterns again, and it just won't work. I can't walk more than about 50 metres at the moment. It's because my lungs are just completely stuffed. My kidneys are still causing enormous problems. Look, I just want to say to the people who won't get the vaccinations, you know, just go and get it. It doesn't take much. I've had both. They're both AstraZeneca. Had a bit of discomfort first off, but the second one was plain sailing. It just is inconceivable that we still have people out there that are deniers. I just cannot believe it. And as far as Alan Jones is concerned, my God, you know, he came in like a white on in shining armour up here during the election when Campbell Newman was thrown out, and just convinced Queensland to stay with the Labor government. My God, you know, I have no love for him whatsoever, and or any of his comments.
Well, Ray, it's a most important contribution you made, and I'm sorry that you find yourself in the position you are because of COVID, but rest assured that your comments will be well heard by thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, and I hope it compels some of them to go out and get their first or second dose of AstraZeneca.
Please, just go and do it. This, you know, this spreads so quickly, you know. We're in our home at the moment. My wife and I, my daughter and grandson and granddaughter, we're not moving from here. You know, if anyone has to go out, just one goes out. And we've all had all the vaccinations. Joan and I both had our AstraZeneca. Nicole and had her Pfizer. So, you know, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much at all. I have some issues about Jeanette Young. I really have issues. And I don't know whether there's an political agenda there to say, look, you know, the federal government aren't doing a good enough job by convincing people not to take the AstraZeneca to make them look, the Labor Party look better. I don't know. I just have a feeling as it goes on, and she continues with that nonsense, that maybe there is something there. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Well, the main thing is, Ray, and I farewell you on this note, and I appreciate your call. We've seen a bit of a difference from the Queensland government today with the Stephen Miles, who pokes fun every time he can at the federal government, thanking them for the introduction of more Pfizer and AstraZeneca as well.